2.
Well, I know this gal from California. She's as pretty as a pretty gal can be. I know that gal knows I like her, and I'm pretty sure that pretty gal likes me. Everything's fine except for one problem. She wants a big expensive diamond on her hand. There ain't no way that I can settle down, 'cause I'm playing in a rock and roll band. The rock star life for a young and pretty wife.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the very special edition of the Little Fatty Cast. I'm your host, Larry, and also we've got on the other end of the line...
This is Larry Cly.
Larry Cly, how's it going?
That's good.
It's good. Now, I know you have a few things to talk about, but you've probably noticed by the title that this is the special Hurricano edition of the Little Fatty Cast.
I had no idea. I figured that would happen when the hurricane got here.
Well, this is the only way we can guarantee that one will actually get posted...
I thought it was going to be like a big party when it hit and we could record during it.
Well, we will. Don't worry. But we may not have any way of posting it then. So I guess what I'm saying is we want to give everyone a heads up as to what's going on. And we have some stuff to say as well. Or you do, especially.
Okay.
So, I mean, we don't normally record on Friday nights for Saturday. But like I said... pending certain death and destruction here in Charleston, I felt like we needed to get something out before there was no internet for 3 months. Because if Comcast can't come out to repair one little problem for just me, God forbid their whole lines should get blown down. So, okay. Ooh, turn the music down. Get rid of that. I guess we'll go right into the weather situation, and then we will go into some of your stuff, Larry Cly, if that's cool.
Of course, I figured that's how it would be.
Well, what are you eating over there?
Well, I'm not going to talk about it if you're going to go first.
Well, why don't you tell us what you're eating first?
Oh, no, you just wait. You just do your little business, and I'll do mine later.
I see how this attitude, if you will, is going to be. There is no time for that. We have an impending natural disaster on our hands. And, you know, since you're not telling us what you're eating, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. So, is it a nutty bar? Is that what you're eating over there?
It is not.
I know how you love the nutty bars, though it's not first thing in the morning. Gives you that pick-me-up. So, I left the coal mine today at 5 with the impression that Tropical Storm Ophelia was going to be looking at us around Wednesday afternoon. I came home and turned on the TV, and Hurricane Ophelia is looking like Monday. So, they're still not sure what it's going to do, and of course, we're right in the middle of the projected path here in good old Charleston. And it's only a category 1, and if that's the case, I think we'll be mostly okay. But if it gets any stronger than that, we're screwed. So.
I've been in a 2 before, and it wasn't so bad.
Based on my leaky roof, when it just rains, I'm kind of afraid of a 2.
Well, that's because you're ignorant condo board or whoever they are.
Right, it's not my fault. If everything were okay, I'd just sit in the hallway during a 2, and when it was over, I'd go back and turn the computer on and do some more work. But since I'm not sure what's going on, I don't know. This could be good. It could be completely a waste of time, and certainly I don't think we'll get anything like what the Katrina victims had at all. And, you know, I'm not even pretending that we would, but... Hey, Larry, we're already on O and it's only September 9th. What happens when we run out of letters? Do they start the next set of alphabets?
Yeah, they release another list.
Jesus Christ. I've never been around. I don't ever remember getting to O.
Uh-uh.
I mean...
Like H, J, J, maybe.
Yeah,
There was a Kyle.
Oh, and there was a Larry last year. A
couple of years ago.
Remember? Yeah. There was a Larry. Okay, well, maybe
that's
so.
True.
But it was probably much later in the season. I don't know. What
right.
I wonder if there was a Hurricane Horty ever. Hortensia.
Not yet, probably, but...
Well, at the
there
rate
may have been a Hortense before.
Well, if we're the rate we're going through names, we're going to pretty much...
Is there a suggestion box we could put Hortense in?
Right, because... I mean, let's face it, it's a very appropriate name for a hurricane. Now, so that's kind of what's going on in Charleston. I've already kind of thought ahead. Now, some people I know have already started putting things inside. I'm not quite that premature with my hurricane preparation, but I, of course, am shooting myself for not backing everything at the coal mine up today and bringing it home with me. So I will be going back to the coal mine this weekend to do the backup and pull a couple of hot swap drives out and other
things. Well, I would have done that, but I wasn't allowed to.
I know. Windows said no, ma'am. No, ma'am, to Miss Horty back.
You did say Windows.
I know. Windows 2000.
Ignite.
Even worse. Oh. So, okay. Well, that's what's going on, guys. So just keep us in your thoughts and... you know, keep your eye on the Weather Channel, and if you're really cute, we may need to evacuate, and we may need somewhere to stay. So, just saying, keep us in mind. So, Larry, why don't you tell us what you've got going on?
That was the extent of the special edition?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew what was going on with that. I mean, we can talk about other things.
Longitude or latitude or anything?
Well... Hold on.
Larry, talk
for 1 second. I've got a little issue here.
It is the special edition.
I know. Just keep talking for a second. Let me deal with my issue.
Okay, well, now since I get a chance to speak, I'm having the delicious Papa John's, which is not my favorite, but you can order online so you don't have to talk to anybody on the phone, and I really like that. I'm having their brand new chicken bacon ranch pizza, which I thought sounded disgusting. But there was a deal on it online, so I figured I'd try it. And I'm going to tell you, it's delicious, especially with a little Texas Pete on it. It is fantastic. With a bite right now. It's good. So, this whole day, not like any other day, isn't it? It's been about food, because when I was walking to the coal mine this morning because my bicycle is broken... I was listening to the Andy Maddox, and you know, we all know he's hot and everything.
Delicious.
But he was talking about food and how he loves cookies, and he went out and bought like Rice Krispie treats and all kinds of stuff, and was complaining about, you know, being fat, and I'm like, whatever. So when I got to the coal mine, I went to his site and commented on the show and said, a little fat is not such a bad thing, especially when you look like you. So then Andy Maddox was talking about the website Clusterfuck Nation, Larry, which I sent the link to you.
Yes, yes, I did read that. I did.
Yeah, it's really good, huh?
It is. It is. You know, I haven't read a lot of stuff on there. I just read some of the stuff at the very top. Just to see what it was all about. It was good. It was good. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So, I guess...
You haven't checked... You should check that out if
you
get a chance. You can just Google the Clusterfuck Nation and it'll come up.
It's pretty good. I don't mind it. Some of the stuff like that is so far left that it's absurd. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't...
Yeah,
handle it, but that was I felt like that was fairly balanced. Well, I mean, it was still pretty left, but it was okay. Now I do want to give everyone an Ophelia longitude latitude cha-cha-cha update because Larry said I should, and I don't ever know what these coordinates mean, and I don't have a tracking map. And of course, I get all of my information.
You didn't go pick up your Live 5 News tracking map?
I didn't because they aren't giving them away. You can download them on the internet this year. I heard. I thought that's what the weather rat said. I haven't seen them at Subway and stuff. Of course, this will be the year we get hit by a hurricane, and they'll be mad at themselves for not providing them for all of us at the Subway.
It's all their fault.
It is. So the current center location, and this was as of 5 p.m. today, and I don't really trust other sources, so I do stick with the NHC, the National Hurricane Center, and you can find that at nhc.noaa.gov. And if you live in South Carolina, especially in Charleston, that's like one of your top bookmarks at this time of year. And so it launch or it is the current center location is 30 degrees north and 78.2 degrees west. So if you can plot that on the Google map or something, you can see exactly where the eye of the hurricane is. Now, it's crazy. It's a crazy hurricane, though, because it's going out to sea right now. It's still moving
northeast. But then it's going to do this crazy little tight loop-de-loop.
Right, and turn around and then come back in and then go up a little. I mean, it's the way they're projecting it is crazy. So,
yeah, it looks like some kind of bug fell into their machine, really.
Right.
It's spewing out crazy nonsense.
And I would think that it's crazy, except the tropical storm / Category 1 Hurricane Gaston that hit us last year did the exact same thing. It did a loop-de-loop around, and in it came. And thank goodness we were okay from that. I think most power was back on within a day or so. But, I mean, we didn't get a day off from the coal mine. So, it apparently it was okay. So, you know, of course, the coal mine does not count natural disasters as reasons to not come to work. So, if you don't come to work during a catastrophe... an act of God, if you will, you have to take leave. So I just wanted to point that out. We are really fortunate to work at such a wonderful coal mine. Let's hope everyone has leave. And
speaking of the coal mine, Larry.
Say it.
I, like I said, was walking to work. And so I walked through the big parking lot over there, you know.
The new one?
No. Well, yeah, new, kind of.
Resurfaced.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And I was thinking it'd be a really fun show if we took the iRivka over to that area and just read the bumper stickers.
Oh, that would
out
be
loud.
Good. I've heard, I've you know...
so
I've
you can see some. About the coal miners.
Yeah, that would be good. We'll have to do that sometime, like when they're not around, to catch us doing it while, you know...
Right.
A Monday would be real good when they're
down in the mine.
Yeah, that'd be really good. We can sneak out and go over there with the iRivka. Of course, we'll probably get some sort of, you know, trespassing something or another. Who knows?
Like, who's going to see?
That's true.
Ignorance.
I don't know. I'm doing better now. I was a little stressed earlier, I confess.
Was
I'm
it
not sure why.
Vagina-related?
Well, it wasn't vagina related. I was just watching this hurricane thing, and I think, well, it's a whole big deal, really, but one, that it's coming so soon, which I knew it was going to do that. I knew that it was, and that Wednesday was too good to be true. I knew it would come sooner than that. But also, I have proof that I've paid my homeowner's insurance, but my policy isn't listed on the list of stuff they just sent me in the mail. And it makes me real uncomfortable. Mm. So I'm kind of freaking out about that. And I'm not one to really get too stressed over something, but or like that. But if there's a hurricane coming, and I know that it's due again in October, because that's when I paid it last year. But the fact that it's not listed on my account, we may have to have a pot-a-thon for me to donate some money. Because it's not looking good. But, you know, I'll worry about that later. It's a, I don't know, it's, I'm just looking at the map, and it's amazing how big the storm is compared to the state of South Carolina. And how it could, like, totally cover the state if it wanted to. So, let's see, do I have, where's my, me? Hootenanny. I don't know. I'm just sorry that this is happening to anyone, and I wish that we could develop some sort of, like, futuristic weather control system that kept these things from happening. Otherwise known as global
cooling.
Well,
then George would just use it to kill people, though.
Right, right. Like, oh, it malfunctioned. We don't know why it caused a tsunami to wipe out all of that continent. Yeah. So I agree. You saw that they let the director of FEMA go, or by let him go, I mean fired.
I did. I just was watching the rerun of the Daily Show from last night, and did you see where they sent Dick Cheney down there, and he was talking to some news people, and somebody walked by and went, "Fuck you, Mr. Cheney," or "Fuck you, Cheney," or something like that.
I did not see that.
It was good.
Well, I wish that personally that this wouldn't have happened, but also that the governor and the mayor would stop blaming it all on the federal government when they themselves haven't done their part either. And they're just trying to place the blame. And you know, being a cunt right now isn't going to help matters. So
that's true.
I don't know. I just got really frustrated when I saw this whole, like, scene on the news today, and someone was bawling, like, "Oh, the government didn't help us," and it was some official from, you know, and I'm like, you cunt. You know, like, why, where are your people? Where, I mean, you know, you can mobilize the Louisiana National Guard.
Where's your plan?
Yeah, where's that? I mean, in South Carolina, when Hugo hit, we did not get the federal help. It was, you know, it was the National Guard. Am I wrong about that?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's correct because...
And FEMA sucked even back then, so...
Yeah, I mean, and we helped ourselves. And sure, guardsmen from other states came in, but that's what the National Guard are for. You know, I mean, that's not all they're for, but that is certainly a big part of what they're there for, so... Anyway, it's been not so fun to think about that, and to think that we've got a war in Iraq, we've got a major disaster in Louisiana, and we could have another one here, and who's left to come help us? But, oh well. Okay, I'm over it. I'm over that. No more Katrina.
I just think that people here are going to overreact after what happened down there, because... So far, the storm is not so big and bad, but people are just going to be crazy, especially with gas the way it is.
I know, and I'm probably after we record this going to go out. I don't have much gas. My gas light just came on. So based on the fact that, you know, it's a very good chance it could hit us, I need to get some petrol, I guess. And so I have the ability to get the hell out of town if I need to.
Well, it's the cheapest it is anywhere around out where you are, so.
Yeah, that's fine. I might run over to the Sam's Club. I need to go to Walmart and get some sandwich stuff. And actually, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea just to get some sort of hurricane supplies. You know, I don't have any
batteries and bottled water.
Well, I don't want batteries. I want candles. I want my house to smell good, even without power.
Aromatherapy candles.
Hello, I can run over to the Bed Bath and Breakfast in the morning and and pick up some stuff over there and everything. No, it's funny because my parents are coming tomorrow, you know, and they're staying overnight. Well, now they're not sure that they are because of their jobs. It's very possible that if the storm heads this way, they're going to have to go and, you know, do things and be ready to
Lord, Mariah Carey is squalling it up on this special thing, benefit concert. Are you watching it?
I'm not. But y'all...
Dear God.
Do you want to know what HBO has on tonight? The story of how many people perish in their personal stories in 9/11. Could you have picked something a little less appropriate to play in the light of the natural disaster in the country, you know?
Well, it's the anniversary weekend, you know.
I don't care. I mean, I do care. But, I mean, we're depressed enough as it is. I didn't need to see that.
And Discovery Channel or somebody showing a reenactment of what was going on the plane that crashed.
Oh, my Lord.
Into the ground. They're doing that on Sunday night, you know.
So what are we? We're at this will be the four-year mark. I would have guessed they'd do something big next year. Can you believe it's been 4 years since 9/11, though?
I know.
I mean, I remember it very clearly. I remember what I was doing, how unbelievable it was, and how at the coal mine, we did not break stride, and we kept working pretending nothing had happened.
Nor at my old job.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. It did not matter. Business had to go on, you know, and everything. It's just amazing, though, how different things were back then. And I mean, I had just started there a couple of months before that, but I mean, we didn't do anything for...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we're not really doing anything for Katrina. So, for those victims, God forbid we should donate some money. But anyway.
So, on a lighter note, Larry.
What's up?
Because you sound very upset.
I'm just a little stressed. So, there's a lot of stress right now.
I was mentioning last night, I think it was, that I couldn't decide what to use for my last recording block on my VRC.
Oh, right, right.
So, Big Fatty loaned me his Fall Preview TV Guide.
Right.
And I did the big printout of the schedule.
Ah.
And there's some things I'm going to be watching while I'm recording something else for a little while to see what I like.
Right.
But now I'm down to 4 shows that I'm deciding between, but 2 of them I can't record because I'm recording something else at the time. So the 2 options are either Bones on the Fox on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Threshold on CBS on Friday night.
Well, I saw the Threshold thing. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, it sounded kind of interesting, but they said Bones is really good, too. So if anybody has any suggestions, please let me know.
It's going to be tough, Larry. And I'd offer to take them for you, but my house is going to blow away, so, you know.
Well, that picture of the Threshold cast was kind of good, but Bones has David Boreanaz, so.
Ah, well, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I mean.
It really is.
I actually am very grateful tonight that I have cable still, because, you know, I've got the Weather Channel on and the CNNs, and now I'm on the Showtime or something, but yeah, I think.
Also, on a TV-related note, TV mm-hmm. Guide, actually, related.
Okay.
There was a picture of, Jennifer Hewitt, because she has that new stupid-looking show called The Ghost Whisperer.
Too bad she's so fabulous.
Ignorant title for a show. Anyway.
Right.
I was wondering, when did she steal Kathy's hair?
Oh, has she? I haven't seen. I thought she still had long hair.
It's not red, but it's that same extensions that Kathy wears all the time.
Really?
If you see a picture of it, you'll see what I mean.
That's disappointing. That is
It's really weird.
Disappointing. Wow. Well, I haven't, I love Jennifer, the Jennifer Love Hewitt. I used to love her on Party of Five. Did you ever watch that, Lair?
No.
It was good. It was good. And did you know that there's a new queer cast out there all about the Gilmore Girls?
Oh my God.
I heard about it on Archer's show today. And my first,
where are they from?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that Archer said. I haven't been listening to so many lately, trying to stay caught up, that it kind of runs together. But I used to love the Gilmore Girls, too, when they first came on. I think it was just the way that Lorelai and Rory clicked so well, you know, and they fed off of each other.
Is it because you identify with Rory?
Lorelai.
Oh, I figured.
Yeah. No, I was not a smart kid with rich grandparents growing up. And a mom who was really hip and beautiful and young. And a dad that was lickable. Because the guy who plays Lorelai's husband, or, you know, ex-husband, one of the hottest guys ever. If I were Rory, I'd be up on that. Probably not, but, you know. I don't know. Just crazy. Oh, Miss Horty. But, I don't know. I feel like this is kind of boring, but I think that it is serving a very...
I'm sorry, I wasn't even at my desk for a minute. I had to go get some more pizza.
Oh, Lord. I had a little sweet basil chicken healthy choice tonight.
Oh, delish.
Actually, that is my favorite healthy choice ever. It was really good. It's like, it's got pasta, of course, in with it, and broccoli and carrots and a creamy sauce and chicken with a basil pieces all in it. And it's good. Actually, if you're looking for something like that, just to have a scrumptious light meal, it's a good one. I like Healthy Choice. I don't like.
I just
like
want to point out that.
Say it.
Larry, usually we're both poopy at the same time, or I'm really poopy,
mm-hmm.
and this may be the first show where Larry is super poopy and I'm not poopy at all.
Well, I'm doing better. I mean, if we had tried to record an hour and a half or 2 hours ago, it would not have been pleasant. Because I was having the real mega depression bit about the insurance right about then. And that's when I started the super dusting, where I was moving everything off all the end tables and all and scrubbing them with the rag and the polish stuff. And so now the cat just tried to jump on them and slid clear off because I got them so greasy.
Oh, that's like, fun.
Like, you know who. So, yeah, I pulled a Scylla and greased them up. So... but, you know, my parents are coming tomorrow, maybe, sort of, kind of. And so it needs to look like I care how clean it is here. God knows they better not come into my bedroom, though, because it is dirty and dusty up. Because this podcasting thing is hard work, you know. But yeah.
Oh, Lord, the Dixie Chicks are on. I bet they're getting hate phone calls.
Why?
Or did people forget about that already?
What they said something, wasn't it?
They said that they were ashamed that that they were from Texas because that's where Bush is from.
Well, I would be too. No, I like
God forbid they should speak their minds.
Well, you can't tell the truth. But yet, Kanye West on that show on NBC could say what he wants and people praise him for it.
Mm-hmm.
When I think it was highly inappropriate because he hasn't been there. He's only seen what the media is wanting you to see. And if maybe that is true, but maybe it's not, but that wasn't the place to, I don't know. I just think that it was inappropriate personally, but he can get away with it and people love it, but the Dixie Chicks try it and they're white and they can't get away with it. And I said it.
I heard you.
And I'm not racist at all. If you're stealing from me and you're running with it, I don't care if you're white, black, or purple. I'm going to shoot your ass. I do not care. And,
Larry.
And down there in New Orleans, it's the same way here, Larry. I think that Charleston is very accepting of different races. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we all live somewhat happily together here because of all the island cultures and everything. Maybe not as much so as in the past. I think that there's a little more racial tension these days with, you know, pushing the lower class out of the peninsula, but... I don't know. I think that it's the same way down there, too. Personally. I've been there, so I know how people interact with each other. And, I mean, if you're running and stealing a TV, you ain't doing that to survive. You're doing it to steal a TV.
Well, you're extra ignorant because you ain't got no electricity and aren't going to have any for a long time, so what do you need a TV for?
Right. When you should be stealing the water or anything that's, you know, nourishment... To keep your body.
What you should
going.
Be doing is getting your ass out of town.
Well, right, so that they can bulldoze it down and fill it back in, you know?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I've had it. And the more I see, I mean, that city is shit. I mean, I know it's we should wrecked. Be more afraid about the people, but that city is in bad shape. I mean, it's not getting much better either. It's still flooded. A friend of mine is in the Navy, I guess he is. Yeah. No, it's Air Force because... No, it's Navy. It's combat camera, you know, which is... You're in the military, but you're a photographer. And so I'm not sure why he sent me this or if he was supposed to or if he got me confused with someone else in his address book. But he sent me the private link to the Department of Defense's photo server.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I need to forward that to you. I'm sure I still have it. And so...
just put the link up on the website. That'll be fine.
That'll be good. Yeah. I don't think the Department of Defense would mind at all. But I've been seeing the pictures, you know, that the combat camera's been taking. And I think that it looks to me like there's an awful lot going on that the government's doing and they're bringing in all this stuff. And I know it's late and what all, but it looks like they're actually doing stuff. But the pictures of the city, I mean, the ones from yesterday, they were taken from like a high building looking down at the streets, were still completely underwater. So,
yep,
that's not a good sign for those folks. And ugh, can you imagine the smell and the stench? I mean, it stunk before. But standing water is not a good smell. So, Larry, I wonder if the hurricane comes, what the ducks out here in the pond by my house are going to do.
I don't know, but you know what I wish I was doing if it hits?
Going to Disney?
Well, that's number two. Number one is going on that thing to Las Vegas with Kathy and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, right. And be like, oh, I'm sorry, a hurricane is ravaging my city, but I'm out here having a blast.
I wish that it hadn't closed so fast because I didn't even have enough time to, like, start thinking that I could just put it on my credit card.
Oh, my God. Larry, I can tell you I don't have a credit card that would have held that. Now, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Kathy Griffin, to raise money for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. I hope they do something like this to raise money for victims of Hurricane Ophelia if it hits. Was auctioning off a night with herself, her gay, and Kelly Clarkson in Las Vegas on eBay. And so Larry Cly suggested that you could own
her,
him.
It was Kathy and her gay going to the Kelly Clarkson show.
Right.
And going to dinner and then hanging out with Kelly, too.
Yeah, hello. So, and I assume airfare and everything was included in that.
I think so. I would kill people for that.
I know that you would. I know. But you didn't win. The bid closed shortly after we got home last night from the beverages. And,
yeah.
So I'm sure something heinous won. If you're listening and you bid on that and won, please let us know. And if you still have a free ticket, I think Larry Clyde would pay you for it. But I think, you know what, that's a great way to raise money for a cause like this, you know?
It really is.
I mean, you're donating and it's going to the right cause, and you're actually, you know, I don't know, it's more than just give money. You know, she's... Not hello. She could be hanging out with someone completely freaking crazy all night, and she's
right.
You know, gonna give up that time and all the resources she's putting out in this, instead of just sending a lot of money. But I think it's good. I mean, that was what, $7,000 that was raised.
Yep.
I mean, where else? How else are you gonna raise $7,000 that quickly? But.
And she said that the ticket that you would be using was her husband's, because he was actually in New Orleans,
right,
or in Louisiana helping.
Hmm. Larry, maybe we could have a date with Larry. And we
How
could.
What do you think that'll sell for?
Well, I don't know. We could put it on eBay, and, you know, you'd have to get yourself here.
But we'd have to fly somebody here.
No, they'd have to get themselves here, because there's no money for that. And I'm not using my frequent flyer miles on someone I don't know, because I need them to go to California. So, anyway, maybe I should use them and just hop on a plane and get the hell out of here when the hurricane hits.
That sounds good to me.
That'd be good. Unfortunately, I can't leave the cat behind. You could hang out with them, though, couldn't you?
Cats can swim, can they?
I think they can. I'll just leave a lot of food, and surely water won't be a problem. Once the roof blows off and it's raining in here, he should have all the water he needs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that'd be okay. He won't mind. He'd probably be glad to be rid of me for a few days. So, the Portable Media Expo is coming up in L.A., Larry.
Fun.
No, it is. I think it'd be a really cool event to go to, and I was going to buy myself or get the coal mine to pay for my registration fee, and I was going to use my frequent flyer miles to go, until I realized it's the one weekend in November where I can't go. That'd be November, like, 11th.
Well, you know, the
13th.
Baroness von Dykenstein lives out there.
I did not.
She does.
I don't know who that is.
She's fabulous.
Well, if she's fabulous, then yeah. Well, you know who else is fabulous who lives out there?
I don't.
Scott Mendoe.
Ah.
The
Baroness is the one who rented the expedition to drive me and Big Fatty and Big Fatty's heinous friend around.
Oh, the Baroness. That Baroness. Okay. I got her confused with another Baroness. Okay, I do know her. Well, I don't know her, but I know who she is. She's fabulous. She listens to our show, doesn't she?
I don't know. I've told her about it. I don't know if she's listening or not. She's so busy, you know.
I do, but so are we. We're busy Larry's, and we listen to other shows. And speaking of busy... Oh,
dear God, hang on. I got to turn the TV because Rod Stewart's on.
Oh, God. Turn it, Larry.
Okay. That was close. Oh, dear. He's on all every channel.
Oh, Lord.
Dear God.
What's going on?
Oh. He's on every channel.
Oh, poor Miss Horty. Oh, Lordy. Is this some sort of relief something?
Yeah, it's on... It's a hurricane thing, and it's on every station.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
There's Disney Channel. Woo.
Now we're going to cut
even
live.
Even if it is the Even Stevens live. Movie, I can still watch that instead of Rod Stewart.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know who I want to give a special shout-out to, Larry? Is...
I don't.
Madge Weinstein.
Okay.
Because I sent her an e-letter yesterday and said, "Dear Madge, I know that you're one busy lesbian, but I'm having Drupal woes at the coal mine, and I really need some help. I just can't get something to work, and it's working well on the Q-Potter, and I am not happy. And how did you do that?" Now, of course, 5 minutes after I sent the e-letter, I figured it out on my own. But she e-lettered me back anyway and then wanted to know if she could come visit us. Because she thought we lived in D.C.
In D.C.
And I said, "We live in the home of Republicans, Charleston, South Carolina, and you are more than welcome to come and stay with myself anytime, and Larry Cly would love to see you too. But she ain't coming to see us." And so then it got into a war of who could eat more Haagen-Dazs in 1 hour. And that lesbian would lose that in a heartbeat if she thinks she can out Haagen-Dazs the Larrys.
I don't believe her side is called Little Fatty.
Right. I mean, she might say she's a bloated lesbian, but that bloat's just going to get in your way when I'm shoving the pints down the gullet. And I can eat that, you know, for 5-6 hours straight. So, you're going to lose that.
Larry, I'm not complaining because I got a lot of e-letters for a while there, but right at the moment, my e-letter box is totally in.
Really? Well, I've gotten a couple today. Now, I got something from a Corey Dennis. I don't care. I'll say your name because I think that this is unsolicited e-letters. And it is... if you know what? I think this is a Queercaster. I think this is a Queercaster's real name. Oopsie.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. It's some sort of digital marketing meet, drink, and get digital, some sort of music, something, event that's going on. But it gives an address, only no city. I think it's New York City, but it could be Chicago. I can't tell if that's the Empire State Building or the Sears Tower, and I think it's the Empire State Building.
Well, either way, let's go.
Well, it's coming up next weekend. And that's a little last minute, and with the hurricanes, and I have to work next weekend.
Larry's so poopy these days, I swear to God.
It's true.
I figured out who my new secret internet boyfriend is.
Oh, who is it?
You know, I couldn't remember.
Right.
Because I said it was Mr. Poos for a while, but I just got a new one. You know who it is?
All right, who?
See if you can guess.
Is it a Queercaster?
Not exactly, no.
I don't know, Larry. I have no idea then.
Skipper Ben.
Oh.
I love him. He makes me laugh.
And guys, Skipper Ben can be
especially
found...
Especially when he's on the Tower of Terror screaming like a little girl.
Well, he says...
And admitting it.
Ugh. He says he's getting married, but I don't know if I believe that.
What?
He's getting married, Larry. He sounds like he's so good. He used to be a Jungle Cruise skipper at Disney, and he sounds hot, hot,
yep.
Hot.
He does.
And he's getting married to some chick he met when he was there. It's not fair. Let Larry show you what he can do for you. Of course, he might be horrifying. Who knows? But
well, I'm just saying. Secret internet boyfriend.
Okay. Well, I'll post.
We're gonna have to put a little section on there where I can post pictures of my latest secret internet boyfriend.
We can do that. You can set up a Flickr account and do that, and we can just have it rotate through on one of the pages.
We can
do that. No problem. You know what we haven't talked about, Larry, is the someone
that smell.
Well,
that smell coming out of you.
And it's coming out of the spare room here. I've got it opened up, airing out, because I'm probably going to have to sleep in there on the floor, on the air mattress tomorrow night. But is our faux post from last night?
I don't have anything to say about that.
Well, I'm just going to say, if it's real, then more power to you. But I didn't know Kathy was using Cox Internet Services in Atlanta, Georgia last night and could not remember the URL of her website. Now, if that's the case...
Right, she got her own website wrong.
Yeah, if that's the case, then I'm... Kathy, I'll correct that for you. However, I have a feeling that's not the case. So,
Actually, I do have something to say about it.
Say it.
Whoever it was,
mm-hmm.
at the end, they said... Sure, contact Jessica and we'll work something out. So, today, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I e-lettered Jessica and I said, hey, how are you? This is me, Larry, and Larry. And we want to do this, and so let me know how it can work out.
Good for you. And so, but you know what? I didn't delete that post from the website.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I didn't delete it. And that's kind of my thing. I don't want to censor any post. If you want to tell us we're fucking enormous, then go ahead and put it up there. I'm not going to delete it just because you're insulting us. We've said it before. Our skin is much thicker than that.
Right. We know that our vaginas are gummy and kind of poofy sometimes, and if you want to tell us so, feel free.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's like it's the whole Archer Fausto thing. To me, that's just PR. You know, if you're bitching about us, then you're talking about us. And no matter how you're talking about us, you're talking.
That's what Kathy said. If the day that Oprah wakes up and isn't in the tabloids, that's the day when everybody around her gets fired.
Right. It's true. So, I don't know. I just, I'm not, like I said, I don't get upset that easily. And, I have an urge to say something, and I've been holding back.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say it. A certain person...
Larry, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Oh, heck. Let's just go do it.
Okay, I'll say it. I'll do it. A certain person who raised most of the hell about the Archer Fausto... Schmiff, accused Fausto of destroying a community, and that we all had to be part of a community, and good or bad, we had to stick together, has removed us as links from his website. And not only us, a few other queercasters who did not agree with him. And I just want to say, that's fine that you're making a statement, but do you realize that you're doing exactly what Fausto was doing?
Right.
By not being a part of the community. I'm just saying. I don't even know if he still has a show. I don't
More
even know.
More divisiveness is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, do you realize that you're not helping matters? If anything, you're perpetuating the divide in the community. And you want to know what? I love Fausto. I really do. I think he's mean and I think he's rude, but I like him. I love Madge. I don't know if you've heard...
I love Madge. I'm not a big fan of Fausto, but you know what? That's how it is.
And you know what? I bet you don't listen.
I don't.
And that's your choice.
I listen to Madge.
Yeah, and that's your choice. You don't have to listen. No one's making you listen.
Correct. Exactly.
And, you know, in this latest episode of Eat This Hot Show, which I know you also don't listen to, but I do, because I love Madge, I love Wanda, and I sometimes love Reagan, and I certainly love Mark Fillion, Fausto's little fatty boyfriend, the Archer thing came back up again, and Madge said, no, I'm not censoring, I'm not holding back, and we were being honest, and, you know,
right.
People overreacted, and I know it may have hurt Archer's feelings. He's a very sensitive person, but Archer handled things. Did anyone notice that? Archer
right.
didn't react like that, and I guarantee you...
He didn't stop doing what he was doing either.
Right. He continued, and I bet he has more listeners now after it being on Eat This Hot Show and Madge and Fausto several times.
Right.
Than he did before it happened. I mean, not saying that he wasn't getting new listeners anyway, but I'm sure that drove people to him. And so, I don't know. I think that it's easy to look at them and be like, oh, they're, you know, the hoity-toity royal family of queercasting. Whatever, bitch. if they just happen to all know each other. And you know what, Larry? We know a few Q-Potters ourselves. We could do a weekly show with me and you and Scott Mendo and the Cousins
Scott
Queer.
Doesn't do shows
yes,
anymore.
He does.
Does he?
Yes, he does. He has started back podcasting.
Oh, good.
Today was his
first
show.
Well, we need to put him back on the list then.
I already have. He called this morning and said, why am I not on your Queercasters list anymore?
Oh, good.
And I said, I am not sure why you're not there, but you are now. So.
Well, we were talking about doing a page for those instead.
Right.
And so most of the ones that I put on there, I took off so that you could just go ahead and do the page.
And you know what? I have emailed Madge earlier today and asked if there is coming out of iPodRx or out of QPodder, if there's some code I can use to auto-generate that list.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because otherwise, they're going to keep being new ones, and we're going to keep missing them. So if there is no such code, then I'm just going to actually make that link go right to the QPodder list of Queercasters.
Well, that's good.
So I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, I don't know yep. what the solution is, but I don't want anyone to be excluded. And I, you know, we certainly didn't mean to exclude you, Scott. We love you. And actually, I think we need to do the hurricane show with you because you are our favorite weather forecaster.
I'm sure he knows what the latitude and longitude mean.
Oh, I'm sure that he does. I don't. So anyway, Scott.
Unlike some big fat Larry that we know.
Well, I don't. I don't pretend to.
Larry, where did you see a picture of Skipper Ben? Because I'm not seeing it.
It's on Distant Creations.
It is?
Mm-hmm. There it was. I've seen it.
I'm there right now.
I don't ever go to that website. But as everyone knows.
And that's your right.
And
that's
it is.
Totally your right
but
to not see it.
I don't agree with a Ricky Briganti. A lot of the times, but I could stop listening if I didn't want to hear it. But I do want to hear what
exactly.
he has to say. And I sometimes like it when he makes me mad. It proves that I have an opinion. And you know what, Ricky? It's Ricky's opinion. He's not saying it's fact. He says, I don't like. And that's
exactly
what he doesn't like. And that's okay. So anyway. Whew,
speaking of things that will make people mad, I just wanted to... say something, a little something about Ricky's most favorite thing is Stitch, the new direct-to-video Disney Stitch movie. Stitch Has a Glitch was the very last movie that had any traditional animation in it.
Oh, well that...
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
That really does. And... I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. I mean, sure, you can do some slick things with, you know, computers, but I don't know. I don't think that was the right thing to do. Larry, I am sure those pictures are there somewhere. But
well, you're
going
to need to find
either.
Them and send them to me.
Makes you wonder if they're like they've been like best friends or something forever, and I don't know. Oh my gosh, speaking of skippers, Larry, did you hear Gilligan passed away?
I did hear.
I think we should have a quick moment of silence for that.
Mm-hmm. When are we starting?
Right now.
Okay. Is it now? Are we doing it now? We're
yeah.
doing it now. Okay.
So okay. And this is in memory of Gilligan.
Okay, that's good.
That is good. That is good. I mean, I didn't see that one coming, personally. I haven't kept up with him, but, I mean, he is the big gay, and everyone loved him, even though he was the big gay. So
he was?
Yes. You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's mostly because I didn't really care, but...
Right. No, he's the big guy. So,
all I'm saying is the day Jethro dies, now that's going to be some hell.
Oh, you know it. You.
I might have to take a day off work from the coal mine.
Well,
or two.
You could just make those hours up later. No big deal.
Right.
But it's so funny. I mean, I'm looking here on the CNN.com, you know, at the people, and it's not listed anywhere. I mean, it's so not important because everyone's still talking about this other stuff. And I'm not saying that you know, Ophelia isn't important, but I wish that that the Gilligans would get some time. So, well, Larry, I guess we should wrap her up since I've been thoroughly depressing. What do you think?
Oh, I'm in fun. Let's talk some more.
Oh, Lord. How often does Larry say that? How long? We're at 50 minutes.
Well, my belly's full of chicken bacon ranch, you know.
Oh. Well, I missed all that when I told you to hold on to keep talking because I was...
Oh, I just had the Papa John's chicken bacon ranch pizza.
And that was good?
It sounded nasty, but it was cheap because they were having a deal online.
Uh-huh.
And it was fantastic.
Well, how could anything with chicken, bacon, ranch, and cheese not be good? It's kind of like the chicken bacon ranch wrap at Subway, which is delish as well. I don't eat that because if I'm going to get a Subway, I'm going to get something kind of healthy. But So I guess I've got my digital camera here. So if the hurricane does come before we can get back on the air, I'll take some pictures. Now, Larry, are you going to go to Mom's or to Larry's for the hurricane?
Well, I thought you were having the party, but I guess you're not.
Maybe
we should just go out on the beach and record.
That would be okay. We need a big windscreen for the Eye River if we're going to do that.
That's true. It's because just the air conditioner blowing on it makes loud noise.
Right. Who would we invite to the hurricane party other than, you know, Big Fatty?
That's a good point.
No one lives around here. I mean, we've got Patrick from the Cousins Queer, but I don't know anyone else who.
Well, we could just get a good soundtrack in the background of people making noise, and then we could pretend like we were having a party, like we actually had some fun friends.
Right, and just sit there and drink on our own.
Right.
And just bed down in the hallway so that the hurricane could come and we'd be passed out through the whole thing and wake up and it'd be over and we could go get some lunch.
Right.
That's kind of how I like to do it, you know. That'll be fun. It'll be fun. If there are people out there in the Charleston area who'd like to come to a hurricane party at my house, and you're not crazy, send me your picture and to prove to me that you're not completely crazy, and we'll send out invitations. But it's kind of last minute, so I hope people hear this and have time to do that. And they don't miss out on the hurricane of partying, so.
Right. You know,
it's a big deal. Well, Larry, where
Larry, did any...
Oh, go ahead.
Is the song almost over?
No.
Okay. Did anybody send you any new website designs?
No, not a one.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Not a one. So, sorry, guys. Thanks for ruining it. Yeah, by the way, guys, that is Abercrombie Jeans and the Clintons. I like that song. I mean, I know
it's a Hoot Nanny. Why wouldn't you?
I know. I need a Hoot Nanny, so. But I really am glad that everyone's listened this long. I'm sorry I was so poopy tonight.
Poopy ass.
I know, but it could be worse. I won't be poopy during the hurricane when I'm yelling into the Eye River like Jim Cacciatore on, Weather Channel, one of my favorite little fatties. And I'll be standing outside, like on my porch, you know.
Oh, maybe he'll come here. Maybe we should go find him.
Larry,
if he's on his way here, let's go look.
Well, no, he's in somewhere right now. I saw him.
They're probably
going
to send Mark Seidel, huh?
Well, he's from here, yeah, so
yeah,
probably.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I've ruined it. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate that. We know you have your choice of frequent podcasts, and we appreciate you choosing ours. Next time you choose a podcast, we hope that you'll choose to listen to us. Could pull like the Delta thing, you know, when you land.
Right.
Well, Larry, if there is no hurricane, you can e-letter us, and we'll get back to you. If there is a hurricane, there may be a few days lapse in when we can get back to you. I would guess that the internet's, like I said, will be down. But we'd still love to hear from you. And if I'm at the Hat's house, if I do have to evacuate hoist, then I'll have the internet there. But not high speed. It'll be dial-up, so I'm not sure I can upload a show.
Please tell them what kind of computer you'll be on if you're there.
The iMac from my back seat.
I thought you had some fancy Radio Shack computer up there.
They do have a Tandy computer, but that's not what they're using. They're using my 333 megahertz compact Presario bought in 1998.
Is the Tandy, is that what Big Fatty uses?
I think that's what he has. I think he has a Tandy with a 13.2-inch monitor that's 12-inch viewable. That thing is horrible. I mean, I remember when we upgraded it to the color video card. I said upgrade. Yeah. I've been using computers for a long time. So, yeah, I'll be there. And I won't be able to upload files because they only get 5 hours of dial-up internet per month.
Oh, dear God.
So, and there's no Starbucks, so I don't really know where I'd go to upload a show. But I'll have the laptop from the coal mine with me as well. Unless someone else just particularly plans on taking it, but I figure I'll probably just snatch it when no one's thinking about it. I may even have a G5 from the coal mine with me, who knows? If it looks like it's going to be that serious, I'll put it up in the trunk too. Because, you know, I can't lose that shit. Everyone's like, back up, back up. I'm like, bitches, I'm just going to take the computer. What are you talking about? There's like 10 gigs of, you know, just images on there. I can't back that shit up. That's too much work. Takes too long. I just pick the computer up and put it in the trunk, wrap it in a blanket, and off we'll drive. So anyway, all things going through my mind. I guess we should wrap it up though. We're at an hour now.
Voice letter us if you can, especially if you're Kathy Griffin or one of her fabulous gay, especially Dennis, because we love him.
Right. We'd love to hear your voice letters, and we love your comments on the website. And if you want to talk to us, e-letter us. You can even find me on Skype. My Skype name is Larry Vader, all one word, or you can search for me by name. And Larry, what's your Skype name?
And mine is Larry Cly, all one word.
That's right. And if you see us on the Skype, or if you see me on the Skype, it means we're recording the show. So if you want, just because I say that, like right now it says that I'm not available, that doesn't mean you shouldn't Skype me. Because it just means that I may not answer. And if I don't, then you'll know we can't cut into you. But if I do, you may be live on the Little Fatty Cast. So anyway. So yeah. And also you can e-letter us Larry or Cly at littlefatty.com. And check out the website, littlefatty.com. So, well, Larry, I'm wishing you a good weekend. I probably won't see you because the Hats are going to be here.
I am hoping that you have a marvelous time this weekend.
Oh, I have no doubt that I will. I have no doubt. They may try to evacuate me with them, but I'm sure we'll have a good time. So, anyway, guys, well, have a wonderful weekend or week whenever you hear this, and let's hope that Ophelia stays away from the East Coast. So, I guess we'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.